Let's learn more about charisma. It's listening. Or we could say what? This is under the section of delivery and communication. And it's been said by Brian Tracy, take a habit of dominating the listening and let the customer dominate the talking. Good advice. But what is our blind spot here? This is a huge blind spot. Listening is another blind spot with a huge denial factor. Most people say, there's no problem. I can listen. I have ears. The reason we all have ears and think we can listen, but the truth is we're only hearing. Most large corporations have incorporated listening training, and they use other names, but most people think it's a waste of time. Most challenges in relationships, businesses, and even the world affairs could be solved when two people could sit down and truly listen to each other. I'm talking about a little mental exertion and listening with your ears, your eyes, and your heart. When you are perceived as a poor listener, you are judged as self-centered, disinterested, and uncharismatic. What does the research show? Studies show that poor listening skills still account for 60% of all misunderstandings. 80% of our success in learning from other people is based upon how well we listen. We know, bottom line, great leaders are great listeners. We only hear because the studies show that the average listener expends too much effort on trying to remember the facts or what to say next. And there is a positive relationship between effective listening and being able to adapt to your audience and influence them and persuade them. Let's get into the meat. Charisma is listening and understanding. Everything you need to know to influence someone can be discovered by truly listening. A critical component is the rare ability to listen with compassion. Even for great leaders, listening increases productivity and overall evaluations. You will be able to inspire, motivate, and enable trust in the workplace. It's just a simple thing, but it's something that rarely happens. In fact, how much does it cost? Just your time. People feel more respected and valued when you truly listen. It enables you to solve problems faster, and it increases their trust with you. The bottom line is that it also reduces miscommunication, overall mistakes, and misunderstandings. Listening connects you with people and establishes rapport. It is no secret we love to talk about ourselves. That's Influence 101. When you become a great listener, they will tell you everything you need to know to influence them. The challenge is most of you are saying, yeah, I've heard this before. All of us can become better listeners, and the returns are incredible. Most complaints in the influence process come back to, they talk too much. That would be three times too much. And they did not listen to what I really needed. We are so hot to trot to vomit. Yeah, I said it, vomit all the reasons they should do business with us or like our idea that we forget that they have their own needs and wants. We think we're being helpful by offering a lengthy, in-depth explanation. Let's face it, we're self-centered, self-interested, and self-absorbed. So we talk too much because we like to feel important, knowledgeable, and helpful, but understand it is still a subconscious reaction for us to always focus on ourselves. Listening mastery will enable you to get them more involved in your message. They feel more understood. It increases their understanding and lets you control the conversation. Dale Carnegie has asserted for years that listening is one of the most critical human relation skills and that we should work on it. Listening is how we find out people's preferences, desires, wants, and needs. It is how we learn to customize our message to our audience. Of all the skills one can master, listening is probably the one that will pay you back the most. We think we understand their wants and needs, but it won't be revealed until you can accurately and sincerely listen. Good listening skills is not nodding your head and pretending to care. Good listening is not looking them in the eye while you're mentally preparing what to say next. You have to acknowledge what is being said and let the other person know that you understand. It's all about listening with your eyes and reading their nonverbal behavior. It is listening with your ears to the words, to the rate of speech, and their tone of voice. It is listening with your heart to find out what they are really trying to say. Great listening is all about making them feel good about themselves and about you. This listening is also about acknowledging you care and you understand what they need or want. So let's apply this. When you can enhance your listening skills, you'll always know what others are thinking and feeling and how to influence them. Do you want the secrets of the masters? Following are guidelines that you can use to increase your charisma and influence with people. Give them your undivided attention and keep your distractions down to a minimum. Lean forward and look them directly in the face. Show them you have all the time in the world. Nod your head and agree with the verbal sounds like, uh-huh, I see, really. Never interrupt and keep the conversation going. Pause before replying or continuing. Wait 3 to 5 seconds and reply thoughtfully. Our example, Larry King is our example of a great listener. He's been recognized as one of the premier broadcasters of all time. He has interviewed more than 40,000 people on his shows and has won countless awards. He started in Florida doing radio interviews in the 50s and began doing the Larry King Live Show on CNN in 1985. Larry said, "I remind myself every morning, nothing I say this day will teach me anything. So if I'm going to learn, I must do it by listening." When you study interviewers like Larry King, they are able to get people to open up and bare their souls. Watch them and their listening skills and their ability to use simple questions that get people to tell everything the interviewer is looking for. So what's the key? Let's focus on listening. Understand it takes some mental exertion and concentration. Try letting the person talk without interruption. Don't attempt to finish their sentences or jump in to get your point across or to enhance your ego. When they finish, ask another question to keep them talking and gauge your understanding of what they need or really want. Read their nonverbal behavior and try to sense how you would feel if you were that person. The big blunder is before or during the conversation we tend to prejudge. When you categorize or prejudge someone, it sucks the life out of you in your presentation. When you don't give it your best effort, it is entirely obvious to your audience.